Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. We are excited about you being with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. We just thank God for you today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise here this morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Welcome, welcome. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the number, the call-in, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number is 347-843-4559. That call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 347-843-4559. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, We are excited. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. This is a Saturday morning, and we're up for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope y'all excited about being here today. I just thank him for everything, everything, from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head. Amen. Just praise his holy and wonderful name, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the number again, 347-843-4559. And if you do require a specific or want to share specific prayer, we'll open up the lines a little later on, ladies and gentlemen, and just hit star one. Hit star one on your phone, and that'll put you in queue for prayer requests if you have a prayer request. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise as we go to the Word of God this morning. Amen. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of 1 Peter, second chapter, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm going to read to you just a portion of that. We're going to read verses 11 through 17. Powerful word this morning. Powerful word, matter of fact. Let's thank the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. Give them some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Thank you, Father, for another day. Amen. The word of the Lord. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Amen. Having your conversation honest among Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves unto every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers. Praise of them that do well, that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may be put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servant of God. This is the powerful one right here, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Thank God for his word today, ladies and gentlemen. 1 Peter 2, 11 through 17. That's the word of the Lord today. Amen. Honor all men, love the brotherhood. Amen. Fear God, honor the king. Amen. Thank God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, on the network here, Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, in your hearts and minds today, put your hands together for Bishop as we open up his mic. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us this morning again.
God bless you, Brother Kevin. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Jesus, that you allowed us another opportunity to be in your presence. We give you glory and honor for all that you've done in our lives. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your word. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, we decree and declare your word this morning that everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand for the last forever. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your eternal God, your eternal mercy, your eternal grace. And Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you have done this morning in our lives. We thank you for another day. We give you honor, O God, for laying down last night and waking up this morning, our closing our right mind and having the activity of our limbs. We thank you this morning. But Father God, we ask you to look on those that are working on the front lines this morning, those that are in the hospital that are sick, those that have been afflicted by diseases. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chest out of our people was on it, but with your stripes, we are healed. We thank you this morning for their healing. We praise you, Almighty God, that you're raising them up off of their sick bed and their bed of affliction. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare are not coming, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And Father God, we praise you this morning for your word being
so powerful. We praise you this morning, though your word is at work. We praise you this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're casting down every imagination. You're casting down every high thing, everything that exalts itself against your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you this morning that you're healing those that are sick, because your word said you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chaff he was on it, but with your stripe, it was your stripe, it was your blood that you shed it on Calvary that will heal, deliver, and set free this morning. We thank you for the saving of the souls. We thank you for the living those out of the clutches of the hand of the enemy. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus this morning, and we decree and declare your word. We call those things to be not as though they already are. Father God, we pray for our nation this morning. We pray, oh, Father God, let God arise, let the enemy be scattered, let them that hate him flee before him as smoke is driven away, drive them away as wax melt before the fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God, but let the righteous be glad, let them be exceedingly rejoiced. And Father, we glorify you this morning. We praise you for your word. God, we thank you that your word is being manifested in the earth realm even now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for families. We pray for loved ones this morning. Father God, we pray for sons and daughters this morning, God. We pray for mothers and fathers this morning, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for your angel protection around those, God. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. Father God, in Los Saco, Randa Basico Rosa, the steps of a good man are ordered by God. Father God, we thank you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. There's power in your name. There's healing in your name. There's deliverance in your name. There's salvation in your name. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory this morning. God, God, we glorify you for your goodness. We praise you for your angel that you sent out, your one angel. Oh, God, cast down that old spirit of fear, cast down that spirit of doubt and confusion. Father God, destroyed by your word in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for victory this morning. We pray for the joy of the Lord is our strength this morning. God, we thank you that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall manifest itself in all types of ways. It shall bring deliverance. It shall bring healing. It shall bring comfort. God, we pray for comfort of those that have lost loved ones this morning. We pray for those that have lost loved ones during this season. We pray, oh God, for their strength. We pray for their comfort, their joy. We pray, oh God, that they hold fast to the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the victory, Lord. We come against every spirit that tried to destroy the people of God, destroy the body of Christ. We come against that spirit of division. We come against that spirit of hatred. We come against that spirit of that spirit of confusion in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We rebuke your works. We see your dirty asunder, roco, no, santa, la, neco. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you've never lost any power. You've never lost any authority. You have the same ability that you've always had. You have the ability of oco, rossi, ma, neco, rata, agorossi, ma, reco, no, sia. We give you glory this morning. We praise you this morning. We thank you, God, as you look on America, God. We need you as never before. fold. God, I'm on Sunday, rebe, kotalemi, siko, ra. God, I'm a sinner, rebe, ko. Your word say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked way, turn from their evil way, turn from on Sunday, rebe, kondo, sanda, rabba. Then you will hear from heaven. You forgive the sin. You will heal our land. Lord, our land need healing. Our souls need healing, God. Revive us again, oh God. Stir our spirit, man, oh God. Awaken us out of our sleep. Father God, we thank you for your angel protection, God. We thank you for your angel protection around our children, around our families, around our neighborhood, around our community, around our cities, around our states, Father God, around the country. Father God, we so local. We come out of our morosa. God, look on America. Look on all other countries, Father. We need you as never before. God, awaken us out of our sleep, O Heavenly Father. And Father, let me call Randabacondo Sika, let me call Dosa. Let us know we're living in the last and even days. Let us know that you're soon to come, O Heavenly Father. Father God, prepare us for your return. O Sunday, Kondo Sika, Nebacondiasa. We pray for that mother this morning. We pray for that father, that child, that daughter, that son this morning. We pray on Sunday that it be called. You are united families, God. You are united so called. Pour down every stronghold of the enemy. Oh, God, I'm on Sunday that it be called. Ye Sunday that it be called. Not a lot back home, no see ya. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, sound mind. Not a mo seek of a sound mind. Ibiko rosa. Sound mind. Ikandira sata. Sound mind. Iko rosa pa. Sound mind. Iko rubble cold. We see cold no Sunday that be cold. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you right now you're delivering that man that's incarcerated this morning. Father God, we ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace. Oh God, look on the families of God in the mighty name of Jesus. That person that don't have a job, that person don't have a place to call home. Father, we thank you, God, that you're opening the door. You're making a way. You're providing now, God. God, we ask you to look on that man about to commit suicide, that woman, that child about to commit suicide. Test that heart. Test that mind. Train them to let them know all things work together for good to those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to his purpose. We thank it this morning. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. We thank it this morning. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We thank it this morning. We are healed and we are not sick. Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and mercy. We thank you, God. We are overcomers of our Sunday or the core. We thank you, God, in these days to come ahead, Lord. Let us be prepared for what you're doing in the earth for him. Let us be prepared for the coming of the Lord. Let us be prepared, oh God. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts that we have received the truth. The honorable Sunday that they called everything is going on, but the word of God shall stand, shall last forever, oh eternal God. We get some Osati Bekondo Sunday that they called. We have seen the rock on the Mosia. We are so grateful to you for what you've done in our lives, what you've brought us through, what you've carried us through. We give you glory and we give you thanks for every moment of God of the Sikondo Sata Maneko Rota La Bekondusia. We give you glory and honor. We appreciate you, Lord, for every door that you're opening even now. We thank you for the ways that you're made. You're making the quicker places straight even now, God. You're casting down that imagination, that fear, that doubt, that evil in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for our governors. We pray for our president. We pray for all of those that's in the leadership everywhere in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for pastors, God. We pray for their members, their congregation. We pray for the saints, the people of God. We pray, oh God, on most Sunday to be cold. God, continue to strengthen and continue to be with your people. Let us hold fast to the promises of God. Let us not give up. Let us not waver, God. God, I'm going to shake over. You are not giving us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And we decree and declare declare your glory, and we call it so right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Saturday morning prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard his voice praying for us, praying for your family, praying for your wives, your husbands, your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen, your neighborhood, your city, your county, your state, and your world, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. So thank you so much, Bishop. We can't praise God enough. Y'all better give God some praise again. Amen. Thank you, Father, for that prayer today. And Bishop John Crenshaw, thank you, Bishop. Powerful. Praise God. Praise God. God is in control of everything. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, at this time, we always, always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop, we're just excited about what Bishop said today, and we're excited about what Dr. Crenshaw has for us this morning. God bless you this morning, Doc.
God bless you, and praise God for this beautiful Saturday morning, and thank God for those of you that have logged on this morning, and those of you that will certainly listen later. Praise God. We know that our nation is in a turmoil at this particular time. But the Bible tells us, praise God, that he is going to take care of the righteous. So with all of those of you, praise the Lord, and this is certainly by faith, I encourage you, praise the Lord, and continue to pray. Pray over your household. Anoint your doors in your household. Anoint your house just by faith, praise God. The other day, praise God, I just went outside and took some oil and just threw it on the ground, praise the Lord. Amen, praise God. By faith, as by faith in God, then no evil shall come now our dwelling. As I said before, this is an act of faith, but we know that this is a season that we have to take spiritual warfare and prayer to another level. So however the Lord leads you, but what we need to be conscious of is that this is a season of spiritual warfare. When the Lord speaks to you, respond. This is not a time to be disobedient. Praise God. This is a season and time that we absolutely know the voice of God. So I would ask you this morning, do you know the voice of God? Are you secure in your spirit when you know that the Lord has spoken to you? You know, one thing that I've learned in my walk with the Lord, that God is a God of peace and he's not a God of confusion. So when the Lord speaks, he will give you an inner peace on the inside, even though there may be something in your mind or even your flesh that may not necessarily agree with what the Lord has just spoken. But deep down in your spirit, there is a sense of peace because you know it came from God. You know, again, so it is time that we are absolutely certain that we know the voice of the Lord and that he has spoken so he can give us clear, absolute direction. It is not a time, praise the Lord, that we can miss God in this season as it relates to direction. This is not a time to be disobedient. So if there's somebody you need to forgive, you need to do it now. If there's somebody you need to ask for forgiveness, you need to do it now. For the Bible says, praise the Lord, that if we don't forgive, our Heavenly Father would not forgive us. Praise God. There are some things we need to let go of our past, let go even in the present. Praise the Lord, we need to let go some of those things, some bad decisions we've made, and we holding everybody else accountable for it. We need to let it go, because this is not, and I repeat, and I speak this prophetically into the atmosphere, this is not the time to be harboring things in your heart and in your spirit. You got to let it go. You got to let it go now, because people are leaving this earth at all ages, young, old, middle-aged, whatever. They're checking out of here. I said they are checking out of here. So we don't have time to be playing games with our soul because of our egotistical pride that would not allow us to let go, that will push us to the place of number one repentance. The Bible says he's calling all men to repent everywhere. Acts 17 and 30. And guess what? Ignorance, which is the lack of knowing, is not going to be an excuse. I wasn't aware. I didn't know that. It ain't going to work like that. The Bible says, praise the Lord, that he is not winking at ignorance anymore. Praise God. So So what is the 2021 forecast? We need to take pride to the next level. We need to forgive. We need to repent. Praise God. We need to be in the know and not trying to be known and being popular. This is the season and the time that we understand, know, read the Word of God, research things that are relevant to the end times, and be obedient to the Lord. He's calling all men everywhere to repent, everywhere. So nobody has an excuse. No one has an excuse. From the White House to the out house to the back house to the school house to the post store. I don't care where it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. To the church house, the Lord, somebody, everybody got something they need to get on their knees and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Not, Lord, look over there and see what they did to me. No. You, every person, needs to do house cleaning in this season. And that's a fact. That's a prophetic word from the Lord. And the people of God need to hear that. Praise God. Everybody needs to find out what is still left in your closet that you need to clean up. Some of us need to forgive. Praise God, our husbands, our wives. And some need to forgive. Right in your family, your children, your mother, your father. Praise the Lord. And all kind of stuff. And we need to make sure that we go to the Lord. Release church hurt, drama. That's just drama. Let drama go. Ain't no sense. Well, I was church hurt and whatever. Praise God. Everybody was hurt some kind of way. Let it go. You make the choice. I made a quote this morning and I said this. There are two things you control, can't control. What goes in your mouth and what comes out of your mouth. Both can have death or life consequences. Yes, they can. What goes in your mouth and what goes out of your mouth. How do we know that? Because diet and disobedience is what upon all mankind ask Adam and Eve. You make the choice. You decide. These are the last days, and every man and every woman has got to get their own house. You know it. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Kennedy.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. You just heard her powerful voice. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all got a takeaway there. We got to take inventory, ladies and gentlemen. I'll talk to everybody real quickly around the world and my family specifically on both sides, mom, dad side, both sides. Y'all listening, y'all get some things straight, ladies and gentlemen. Get it straight with the family, whatever you got to do. Dr. Crenshaw just laid it out, ladies and gentlemen. Ain't no time to be harboring stuff. Ain't no time. God can come back today. Jesus can come back today, ladies and gentlemen. We got to be able to forgive and forget and love and ask folks for forgiveness, whatever it takes. Like, I don't care if they want to forgive you or not. Y'all better get that right. Get it right and start right now. Start today. Take that inventory, ladies and gentlemen. Figure out what's got to be done and get it done today. There is no excuse. Text them, call them, video chat, whatever you got to do. Get it done. Because the Lord is so good. Thank you so much. God bless you, Dr. Crenshaw. What a powerful word of wisdom and excitement in the Lord today. Amen. Bishop, back to you. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Praise God. We continue to pray for one another as we continue to hold fast to the Word of God. We thank God for that word of encouragement and inspiration from Dr. Crenshaw. Let us continue to preach, praise, and pray and pray and seek the face of God. That God will give us victory during this season in life. And God bless you. Continue to pray for one another. And God bless you. We are praying for you, and we love you. God bless you.